From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama's $3.8 trillion budget proposal aims to cut the federal deficit next year, but only after another round of tax cuts and government spending this year, aimed at addressing the nation's high jobless rate. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
The president's spending plan calls for a $100 billion jobs push that would include a small business tax credit to encourage hiring. The measure would increase this year's budget deficit to nearly $1.6 trillion. Starting next year, though, Mr. Obama wants to start paring the deficit through a combination of spending cuts and targeted tax increases.
We have to do what families across America are doing. Save where we can so that we can afford what we need.
The White House says efforts to reduce the deficit would be phased in gradually so as not to torpedo the fragile economic recovery. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
While things have improved dramatically on the ground in Haiti since last month's earthquake, officials with the Red Cross in Washington say there is still a backlog of at least 1,000 flights at Haiti's airport. And they say that backlog is severely hampering getting emergency relief to all those who need it. Some charity officials say the most reliable way to get food and other relief supplies to earthquake victims remains making the 18-hour drive from the neighboring Dominican Republic. Toyota is rushing to get parts to dealers to fix a problem with sticky gas pedals, but safety advocates say the company should have addressed the problem of unwanted acceleration in its vehicles early on. NPR's Frank Langford reports.
Drivers have complained about unwanted acceleration in Toyotas for years, and safety advocates have linked the problem to a number of accidents and deaths. Toyota insists it dealt with the issue promptly, even though it only began to identify the causes of the problem last fall. David Champion is automotive director with Consumer Reports. He says the automaker and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration should have paid closer attention to what drivers were saying.
I think both Toyota and NHTSA should have been more diligent in looking at the complaints on their database.
The safety agency denied it had been caught flat-footed and says it reads every safety complaint within one business day of arrival. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.
Key manufacturing gauge expanded for a sixth straight month in January. The Institute for Supply Management says its index of national factory activity rose nearly 4 points from December. Norbert Orr is the survey's chairman.
Manufacturing is in the midst of a recovery. And this is, by the way, the highest reading that we've seen since August of 2004.
Current reading of 58.4 is well into expansion territory. Any reading above 50 means the manufacturing sector is growing. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 118 points. The Nasdaq gained 23 points. The S&P 500 rose 15 points. This is NPR. A female suicide bomber who detonated her explosives just as a column of Shiite pilgrims was passing by the outskirts of Baghdad today killed at least 41 people and wounded scores of others. The latest attack comes after a series of massive bombings in the Iraqi capital. Officials say the woman was apparently able to mingle among Shiite pilgrims. The force of the blast cut through a tent that had been set up to provide pilgrims with food and water. Tomorrow morning, the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences will announce the Oscar nominations from Beverly Hills. NPR's Allison Bryce reports.
Avatar continues to dominate the box office, and tomorrow Avatar fans will find out just how many Oscars the movie could win. Also on the short list of movies that will likely be nominated in multiple categories, The Hurt Locker, Precious, and Up. There are 24 award categories total. The difference in this year's nominations is that 10 movies will be nominated in the Best Picture category instead of 5, as in years past. This year, 274 films were eligible to win an Oscar. The nominations will be presented by Academy President Tom Schreck and actress Anne Hathaway. The Oscar telecast will air Sunday, March 7th on ABC. Allison Bryce, NPR News.
Federal Aviation Administration is proposing fining American Airlines sister carrier American Eagle nearly $2.5 million. Proposed fine against the airline follows complaints the crews lacked accurate information about the weight of bags on dozens of flights. The FAA alleges that American Eagle operated at least 39 flights after being told about the problem. Incorrect takeoff weights are considered a major safety hazard. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.